时，宝山区2015年第一学期高三英语模拟练习十。
1. Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. What would you like to have, madam?
Well, I'd like to have a cup of coffee and some pancakes.
Question. Where does the conversation take place? Two. How's the new job, Alison?
Well, I enjoy meeting people, and I like answering the phone, but I hate typing all day long.
Question. What is Alison? Three. How about going to the theatre tonight, Susan?
Sorry, I can't. My sister is going to Boston, and I have to drive her to the airport.
Question. Where is Susan going tonight? Four. I need a car this weekend, but mine has broken down.
I'm sorry to hear it, but you can always rent one if you have a license.
Question. What does the woman mean? Five. I feel thirsty. Could you get me something to drink?
Sorry. I've got no money with me. We're almost home.
Question. What does the woman imply? Six. Mark was called up again to Mr. Alien's room. Apparently, he went against his class teacher again.
They say he takes after his elder brother, Bobby. He too used to get into a lot of trouble in school.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? Seven. I haven't got my scores on the GRE test yet. Do you think I should call to make inquiries?
There's no hurry. The test scores are released at least 8 weeks after the test.
Question. What does the woman advise the man to do? Eight. Professor White's presentation seemed to go on forever. I was barely able to stay awake.
How could you sleep through it? It's one of the best I have ever heard on this topic.
Question. What does the woman think of Professor White's presentation? 9. It seems that I'm going to be late again. I do hope Professor Smith won't start class on time.
Are you kidding? You can even set your watch by the time he starts class.
Question. What do we learn from the conversation? 10. The letter we received yesterday says that John is expecting to arrive here at 6 o'clock.
I hope so, but I'm afraid that we won't be able to meet him at the airport.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
2. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages, and you'll be asked 3 questions on each of the passages. The passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
I am sick and tired of my daughter, Shirley, coming home and telling us all the nonsense she hears at school. I wish some of your teachers would do some useful work, such as helping the boys and girls to get through their exams, instead of wasting their time organising discussions about pollution, traffic problems, unemployment and things of that sort. It's as if they were going to a council meeting, not to school. If some of these bright young teachers of yours had children of their own, they might think twice before putting ideas into the head of young people. If only they'd get on with their job and stop encouraging kids to argue with their parents about things they know nothing about, I'd be able to sit down and enjoy my dinner in peace when I come home from work. And so would a lot of other parents, I imagine. I would like to know what you propose to do about this situation.
Now listen again, please.
I am sick and tired of my daughter, Shirley, coming home and telling us all the nonsense she hears at school. I wish some of your teachers would do some useful work, such as helping the boys and girls to get through their exams, instead of wasting their time organising discussions about pollution, traffic problems, unemployment and things of that sort. It's as if they were going to a council meeting, not to school. If some of these bright young teachers of yours had children of their own, they might think twice before putting ideas into the head of young people. If only they'd get on with their job and stop encouraging kids to argue with their parents about things they know nothing about, I'd be able to sit down and enjoy my dinner in peace when I come home from work. And so would a lot of other parents, I imagine. I would like to know what you propose to do about this situation.
Questions. 11. Who do you think this letter is addressed to?
What does the writer want the teachers to do?
13. What do the writer's kids often do when they have dinner at home?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Business is the most popular area of study for students who come to the United States. MBA is a master's degree in business administration. MBA programs teach about economics. They also teach about the structure of organization and about other subjects including finance and marketing. Students do more study in areas that interest them. It usually takes 2 years to get an MBA if you attend school full-time. People who have jobs might choose a part-time program that takes longer. To be admitted to an MBA program, foreign students must have a bachelor's degree. They must show a clear understanding of English by doing well on the test of English as foreign language. Besides, they must take the Graduate Management Admission Test. The Graduate Management Admission Council has some advice for foreign students. It says they should investigate in detail what different schools could do to help them find a job. For example, ask how many companies that come to the schools are willing to hire international students. The council says even the best schools may have a lower average of job placement for international graduates than for others.
Now listen again, please.
Business is the most popular area of study for students who come to the United States. MBA is a master's degree in business administration. MBA programs teach about economics. They also teach about the structure of organization and about other subjects including finance and marketing. Students do more study in areas that interest them. It usually takes 2 years to get an MBA if you attend school full-time. People who have jobs might choose a part-time program that takes longer. To be admitted to an MBA program, foreign students must have a bachelor's degree. They must show a clear understanding of English by doing well on the test of English as foreign language. Besides, they must take the Graduate Management Admission Test. The Graduate Management Admission Council has some advice for foreign students. It says they should investigate in detail what different schools could do to help them find a job. For example, ask how many companies that come to the schools are willing to hire international students. The council says even the best schools may have a lower average of job placement for international graduates than for others.
Questions. 14. Which subject may not be included in an MBA program?
15. Which of the following is not a must for successful admission to MBA program?
16. What does the passage imply?
Section C. Directions. In Section C, you will hear two longer conversations. The conversations will be read twice. After you hear each conversation, you are required to fill in the numbered blanks with the information you have heard. Write your answers on your answer sheet. Blanks 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. Complete the form. Write one word for each answer.
Hi, Linda. I'd like to discuss something with you. Can you spare me a few minutes?
Sure. I just got out of my 11 o'clock class. I don't have another class until this afternoon.
Good. Listen, I've just read an email from the computer center. They need two assistants to help the project. You are the right person.
What do you mean?
They are looking for students to work for the school website this semester. I think you are well qualified and might like to consider the part-time job.
Sounds interesting, but I haven't got a good command of computer.
Well, I don't think any specific technology is necessary in this work.
Then what is the point?
Your interests in computer and the internet are the keys to the job.
It also involves efforts and devotion, which are my strong points.
Great. Also, they're paying good money. Do you want to try your luck?
Of course. It sounds like a great chance for me to get some experience as an assistant. Thanks for thinking of me.
I will give you a reply as soon as possible.
Now listen again, please.
Hi, Linda. I'd like to discuss something with you. Can you spare me a few minutes?
Sure. I just got out of my 11 o'clock class. I don't have another class until this afternoon.
Good. Listen, I've just read an email from the computer center. They need two assistants to help the project. You are the right person.
What do you mean?
They are looking for students to work for the school website this semester. I think you are well qualified and might like to consider the part-time job.
Sounds interesting, but I haven't got a good command of computer.
Well, I don't think any specific technology is necessary in this work.
Then what is the point?
Your interests in computer and the internet are the keys to the job.
It also involves efforts and devotion, which are my strong points.
Great. Also, they're paying good money. Do you want to try your luck?
Of course. It sounds like a great chance for me to get some experience as an assistant. Thanks for thinking of me.
I will give you a reply as soon as possible. Blanks 21 through 24 are based on the following conversation. Complete the form. Write no more than three words for each answer.
Hello, Gary. Did you have time to look at my proposal?
Yes, what is it?
I've been trying to come up with some new production and advertisements. If we want to stay competitive, we need to modernize our factory.
How much will that cost?
Around $100,000 all the way up to $500,000.
Okay, we'll have to discuss these costs with finance.
We should also consider human resources. I've been talking to board and staff at the factory.
What about advertising?
Marketing has some interesting ideas for television commercials.
TV? Isn't that a bit too expensive for us? What's wrong with advertising in the papers as usual?
Quite frankly, it's just not enough anymore. We need to be more aggressive in order to keep ahead of our competitors.
Will we be able to afford all this?
I'll look into it. But I think higher costs will be justified. These investments will result in higher profits for our company.
We'll have to look at the figures more closely.
Now listen again, please. Hello, Gary. Did you have time to look at my proposal?
Yes, what is it?
I've been trying to come up with some new production and advertisements. If we want to stay competitive, we need to modernize our factory.
How much will that cost?
Around $100,000 all the way up to $500,000.
Okay, we'll have to discuss these costs with finance.
We should also consider human resources. I've been talking to board and staff at the factory.
What about advertising?
Marketing has some interesting ideas for television commercials.
TV? Isn't that a bit too expensive for us? What's wrong with advertising in the papers as usual?
Quite frankly, it's just not enough anymore. We need to be more aggressive in order to keep ahead of our competitors.
Will we be able to afford all this?
I'll look into it. but I think higher costs will be justified. These investments will result in higher profits for our company.
We'll have to look at the figures more closely. That's the end of the listening comprehension.